Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am LBJ. You're there and I am here. And you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, that I hope my voice finds you in good health. Spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us through this thing we call life. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope my voice is somewhat inspirational, motivational, and just gives you another way of looking at things. All right, and that, with that being said, let's just say welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to say something. I'm excited. I hope you can understand my enthusiasm. I have not been able to put any content out in the morning, especially when I'm fresh and I'm ready to tackle the day, and I have been missing the fact that I've had my coffee with you fine people. You know, I'm on my second cup because for you guys that have been listening to me for a little while, you know, I'm the two cup guy. So it's a, you know, it's a little bit of an inside joke, but I'm really excited. So listen, I hope all is well. I hope everything's been going well. I am just giving you a little check-in. I know we said that we're going to make 2019 one of the great ones, and I really mean that. I hope that you have made these little baby steps and making changes for the better for 2019. Now, with that being said, I mean, I've been on this thing myself, too. Listen, let me tell you something. When I get on this microphone and I start sharing and I start caring and I do all of those things, I want you to understand something. I do the very same thing. You know, I am not one of those people that are going to tell you what to do, and I do the opposite. It's the same thing with my children. I tell them, when it comes down to it, if I tell you to eat your vegetables, you can bet your bottom dollar I'm going to eat them right along with you. All right. And if you don't like vegetables, then we'll find something else that you, you know, that's going to help you out. So that's for my kids. But anyway, listen, busy schedule. This year kind of just jumped right off. My schedule's been a little crazy. I've been putting out content in the evening. And for that, I can't even apologize. I'm not going to apologize. But I was biting at the bit for the opportunity to talk to you fine people this morning. So, all right. So listen, what's been going on? Okay. I hope you have started some of those changes for 2019. If you started that diet, you started that exercise program, get on it. Don't stop. All right. I'm going to share with you. I'm going to give you a little motivation. Yes, I have been watching what I eat. I have been exercising mildly. And I want to tell you right now, listen, baby steps, they make a difference. They make changes. I've decided a little motivation takes you a long way. It really does. And I'll give you this here. So what I've been doing now is I'm trying to watch what I eat. I'm in portion control and everything. And you know what? I've been losing a little weight. You know, I will tell you this, because if you look at other people's little successes and you incorporate them into your life, and I think they're motivating, then you too will see some progress. Now, here's one of the challenges that I came across just the other day. I was telling some. I decided to kick this thing off. And as much as I enjoy going out to eat, and I love a good meal, I mean, it is just one of those things. You know, I was watching a cooking show the other day, just off topic real quick. And, you know, they really prepare these meals and they kind of mix and match. And I equated that to just like, you know, myself. I mean, I enjoy different types of wine. You know, now I'm an adult, so if any young people happen to hear this, yes, you have to be obviously 21, you know, to have an alcoholic beverage. But I enjoy different types of wine. And the same thing with food. So when they're preparing these different foods, it's like me and trying different wines. And the thing is, I like them both. I like them both together. So what I've done is I've taken the month of January and I haven't had a glass of wine. I just wanted to kickstart this thing and just challenge myself. Now, mind you, you know, and someone said to me the other day, why are you doing that? You don't have a problem. No, I don't, thank God. And if there's anyone out there that, you know, is kind of struggling with that, you know, that addiction, please get help and just stay strong. But my point is, I took the month off, and then I found out some young people or there's people in general that just kind of do that also. There's a name for it, but I don't know what it is. I'll have to find out. So I am 3 weeks, to be exact, 3 weeks away from the holidays, and I haven't had one glass of wine with my meal. And I tell you what, feels pretty good. I mean, just physically, not so much missing the wine. That's not what I'm talking about. But the fact of the matter is that you feel your body changing. You know, you wake up in the morning, you're a little less sluggish. You're walking around and you're a little less tired. I got to tell you, there's a little hint of energy, and that's a good feeling, because again, we become complacent, we become lazy. You come home from work, you know, you fix your meal and you plop yourself right down on that couch or in that recliner, and you're sitting in front of that television, and you know, whatever you're doing, you're eating, you're snacking, and you go to bed, and you wake up the next morning, and you do it all over again. That's what we call a vicious cycle. So what you got to do is you got to break that cycle, and I'm telling you, it does feel good. I can't say it enough. It's really a good feeling. So get up, get out there, go in your living room, jump around, you know, work up a little sweat. If you can, go to the gym. Now, listen, you don't have to go out there. You know, my problem is, just like a lot of people, let me just tell you this here, and this is very, very, very important. A lot of people won't go to the gym because they're people that have dedicated their time and their efforts into their bodies. And there's nothing more discouraging than going to the gym and looking at that joker over there, looking at that gal over there, and they got this body and it's rocking and it's looking good. And you come walking in there a little frumpy and dumpy, and you're like, why am I here? But what they've done is they've dedicated themselves to making the change and making a difference. And I got to say this, Rome wasn't built in a day. Now, I've never been to Rome. Maybe one day in my life I will. But step by step by step. And then you will make the differences and you'll see them. And I'm telling you right now, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm like, wow, man. You know, so it's a nice challenge. You know, there's so many things. You know, I say time and time again, I don't want to regurgitate the same message, because there are thousands of people out there saying the same thing that I'm doing in a different way. They dress it up. They yell it out. They scream it. They whatever they do to get their message across, it's the same thing. I'm going to tell you right now, take it to the bank. The one important thing, the one ingredient for you making some of these small changes, you ready? It doesn't cost much, and you have it right in the palm of your hands, and that's you. You are the one ingredient that is going to bring about some of that change. I know. Now, listen, as I'm sitting here saying to myself, it's a rah-rah speech. No, it's not. And I'm actually motivating myself, because I'm not going to lie to you. I feel good. Listen, I'm not where I could be. I'm not even where I should be, but I'm on my way, and I like it. And what I want to do is I want to pass some of that on to you. So from this point on, I challenge you. I challenge you to not worry about what other people are doing, what other people look like, okay, or what they're even saying to you. Stay away from negative people. And you continue on your journey to make your changes. And I'm telling you, I'm guaranteeing you that you're going to feel better. You're going to sit back and say, you know what? I don't know who this guy is, but that damn LBJ, man, he's making a whole lot of sense. And that's all I want to do. I'm not looking to make no money from you. I'm not asking you to buy my product or nothing like that. I'm just telling you for you. It will mentally, physically, and spiritually, it will make a difference in your life. Trust me. All right. I'm sorry. I told you in the morning, I get all pumped up with you fine people in the morning, you know, and yes, I've had my second cup of coffee and I just get going. I get going. Stay on point. Stay on point. And you know what? Here's something that just popped in my head. And during the process of this, you know, this journey, and you want to make some little changes in life. Don't be dramatic, because you make dramatic changes, you fall off. You know, you start off a little bit by little bit by little bit by little bit. But the one thing I will never forget, which I think is an asset, one of the things, again, which I drew from my mother, was she said, you know what? And we lose sight of this. It's okay to be bored. It's okay to be bored. If you get bored, read a book. Pick up a book, learn something. You know, go for a walk. Look at the trees in a park. There's so many things you can do. So, you know, that's what I am. I'm just trying to keep you to stay motivated, you know, keep you guys motivated, just like myself. That's all. At the end of the day, I'm no guru. And I say it again, I'm not looking you to, you know, buy my product. If one person's listening to me right now and they said, you know what, damn it, LBJ, I'm going for a walk in the park, then I'm happy. Then I've done my job. You know, I'm laughing. Okay, listen, for $199, you too can change your life. Come on, people. That's not what this is all about. It's about us looking out for each other as human beings. And that's what I'm doing. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I hope and pray, and I mean that sincerely, pray, you know, because prayer does change things. I don't want to scare anybody away with spirituality, but listen, it's important. It's important to me. All right. So, you know, prayer does change things. So, listen, stay motivated. All right. Get a little educated. Find out for yourself what you need to do. And then you, too, can pass on a message to somebody else. Then you, too, can help somebody. That's what this is all about. It's paying it forward, people. I tell you, you figure it out. You tell somebody else. They figure it out, and so on and so on and so on. And then now we have a much healthier mentally, physically, and spiritually world in which we live. And I think that's important. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to cut it off right there. I am not going to keep going on and on and on again. And I said the word before, I don't want to regurgitate the same thing. I just, you know, I challenge you to continuously make those differences in 2019. And we're going to make this one of the great ones. At least you're going to look back and say, hey, you know what? I did this. So I'm on my way, and so are you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, as I always say, please take care of yourself. Take care of your families, because family is important. And when you see someone that needs a helping hand, help them. I know this one act really, really will make the world a better place. And it's going to help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you were meant to be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there. And I am here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Stay motivated. We will talk again.